Dictation test.
1번.
Hello, everyone. This is the weather forecast for next week. We will have rain on Monday, and the rain will continue until Wednesday. 2. The rain will stop on Wednesday night, but still, the weather will not be very good. 3. Thursday will be cloudy. It will be warm and sunny from Friday to the weekend. If you plan to go out next week, please recheck the weather forecast.
Ivan, can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to buy a scarf for my friend.
How about this one with a striped pattern?
Well, it looks nice, but she may not like it.
Then how about this one with a small flower pattern?
Looks good. I'll take it. And I wonder how much this heart-shaped hairpin is.
It costs $7.
Good. I'll take both. How's it going with your dance contest, Kate?
I'm practicing really hard. Besides, my dance skills are getting better and better, Dad.
Good. I've been worried that you may make a mistake in the contest.
Don't worry. That won't happen to me. I'm in good condition these days.
I see. Kate, is it okay if I see your dance?
Sure. Dad, you look nervous. Nothing to worry about. Sam, I had a good time with my family yesterday.
Can you tell me more about it?
Sure. We went to an aquarium. Then we went to the movies.
Wow, I envy you.
How about yours?
I wanted to ride my bike with my girlfriend, but I found my bike had broken down.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
So, I spent all day repairing it. That's all. Minji, let's sit here. How do you like the movie?
Well, it wasn't as good as I expected.
That's exactly what I thought. The action scenes weren't exciting enough.
Right. Anyway, have you decided what to order?
Yes, I'll eat a chicken burger set.
Okay. As you took me to the movies, I'll treat you dinner.
Oh, really? Thank you.
Just wait here. I'll go to get the food.
Lisa, what should we buy for Mom's birthday present?
I'm thinking of buying this parasol.
Are you sure she will like it?
Yes, as the weather has been too hot recently, she will like it.
Okay. I like this design. What's your opinion?
I like it too, but there are two colors. Which one do you think is better?
Let's buy the yellow one.
Today we have novelist Miss Park Yumi as a special guest. Hello, Miss Park. Can you introduce your new novel?
Yes. It is a story about an adventure of a pig. He doesn't want his life to end on the dinner table, so he escapes from the farm with the other animal friends.
Sounds exciting. How did you think of that kind of story?
I was brought up on a farm, so I raised a lot of animals. While I was taking care of the baby pigs, I came up with the idea.
How long did it take to write the story?
It didn't take that much time, about a year, but I have always thought about the plot.
It's certainly an interesting plot. I'm sure everyone will love it.
Jack, what happened to your leg?
I got injured while playing soccer.
Did you go to the hospital?
No, it hurts, but I don't think it's serious.
But I'm worried about your leg. See? You can't walk well.
Do you really think I have to go to see a doctor?
Absolutely. You ought to get it x-rayed right now.
I see. Then I'll follow your advice.
Hello, friends. My name is Mukai Danaka, and I am an exchange student from Japan. I came to Korea to learn about Korean language and culture. I like listening to classical music and drawing pictures. Nowadays, I'm interested in Korean traditional music. In fact, I've started to learn how to play the musical instrument called the gayageum. I hope to make a lot of friends here in Korea.
Welcome to our art gallery, ladies and gentlemen. Now I'll let you know how you can get out of this building in case of an emergency. We have 4 emergency exits on each floor. Please check the location of the exits on this floor now. In an emergency situation, stay calm and go to the nearest exit. Thank you. Are you ready to order, sir?
Yes, please. I'd like to have a seafood spaghetti.
Okay. Anything else?
I'll have a chicken salad, too.
And what would you like to drink?
Grape juice, please. And can you refill it with soda?
Of course. We also have a nice cheesecake. How about trying it?
All right. I'll order it, too.
12번
Hello, this is Jane.
Hi, Jane. What's up?
You remember to go to the concert tomorrow, don't you?
Sure. We're going to meet at the ticket booth, right?
Yes, we were. But I'm calling to change the meeting place. I think it will be too crowded with people.
It can be. Then where shall we meet?
Can you come to Gate 7 of the subway station?
No problem. See you tomorrow.
Ms.
Smith, is it okay to borrow some chairs from your classroom?
What do you need them for?
For the school president campaign.
Okay. For that purpose, I can lend you some. How many do you need?
30, please.
I'm afraid there aren't 30 chairs in my classroom. We only have 20.
That's okay. I'll borrow the rest from another teacher.
Where can I find books on the history of music?
They are on the second floor.
Could you tell me how can I get to the stairs?
Go straight until you see a computer room. The stairs are right next to it.
Thanks. And I wonder how long I can borrow books for.
For a week. You can extend them for another week.
Oh, I see. Thank you. Hi, Mike. Where are you going?
I'm going to the drugstore.
Why? Are you sick?
No, not me. My mom is suffering from a headache.
Then, can you give me a ride to the supermarket near the drugstore? I need to get some groceries.
Of course. Get in.
Thanks. Have you heard Bill came home from Europe last night?
Yes, I have.
How about going to meet him with me now?
I'm sorry, but I can't. I have to go to the airport.
Why do you go there?
Actually, I went to the airport in the morning to drive my grandmother there. And, unfortunately, I left my jacket there.
Oh, you're going there to pick it up, aren't you?
Right. I have to hurry. See you later.
Number 1.
I don't know how to spell your name. Can you write it down?
Of course I can. Number 2.
What's wrong?
I lost an important memo. Number 3.
Can you lend me a pen to write with?
I'm afraid I don't have one. Number 4.
I failed the spelling test yesterday.
Don't give up. You'll do better next time. Number 5.
Did you take notes during the class?
No, I fell asleep.
Attention, everyone. In a few minutes, we will have a fire drill. When you hear the alarm, everyone has to line up in the hall. Make sure to line up quickly and quietly. You will take the stairs instead of the elevator, and you will go outside to the playground. You must not run or push each other. Line up again outside on the playground. The class captains should do a head count with your teachers.
What did you do during the weekend?
I visited the flower exhibition.
How was it?
It was the best exhibition that I've ever been to.
What's good about the exhibition?
There were lots of various flowers.
What's your favorite plant among them?
May I help you?
Yes, please. I'm looking for a bookmark for my friend.
All right. How about this one?
It looks nice. I'll take it.
Okay. Do you want me to wrap it up?
Yes, please. Do I have to pay for that?
No, you don't have to.
And is it possible to exchange it for another? I'm worried he won't like it.